of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
How do you like them words, North State? Enjoy, right?
Right.
I'm James Mazzotta, and you're listening to KCNR and 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now. And again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy and Reading Fashion Line.
Ah, there we go. That's right. I'm in, and my sidekick, Rhonda, is at home. We're now calling her Princess Omicron. She got the Rona.
You're not supposed to.
Well, she's done. It's a flu. Like, you know, she's been vaxxed and all that stuff. She's good and she's feeling fine. And she just had a little bit of a headache and, you know, she's out for 5 days and, you know, she's done. I mean, we've checked in on her every single day and she's doing just fine. Just fine.
We should have called her up.
I know. She should have just actually done it from her phone.
Oh,
man.
Rhonda. God. Anyway, Blake
Fisher from Viva Downtown. Good to be here.
It is. Is this your second time since you've been home?
This is my second. It seems, you know, like.
Do we miss you? Or is that?
No, I was here at the last one, but it feels like months ago since we did. It's only been 1 month, but doesn't it feel like a long time has passed?
Yeah.
Well, for those that don't remember, Blake was absent for a little over 3 months as he got to gallivant to the East Coast and become what would you call it? An intern for Doug LaMalfa?
Mm-hmm, a professional intern for our congressional offices, yeah.
And I have to say, I am a little disappointed because I did request when you went to Washington, the one thing I needed from you was to put on a pink jacket and hold a little dog coming down the stairs to recreate the Legally Blonde scene.
Oh my
for me.
Gosh. It was very Legally Blonde for me. I was like, yeah, you know how she says, how'd you get into Harvard? And she was like, is that hard?
Is that hard?
No, it is hard. It is hard. but yeah, D.C. was beautiful. It was a great time. It's good to be back home. You know, what I don't miss about D.C. is the humidity, but coming home to Reading in mid-October and we're already having like 90-degree weather, it's like, okay, maybe we'll go back to the humidity.
Yeah, right?
But yeah.
So it was
good
an
to
awesome,
be back.
Awesome
I
experience.
Loved, yeah, I loved D.C. over there. Everybody's like, wow.
Did Doug treat you well?
You know what, Doug?
Or did you even see him?
We'll take politics out of the way, and I have to say you said two things. So Doug, he treated his staff with great respect. It was really great to work with him and the office. And also, you know, so many people spend a lot of these students from across the country go and intern for these congressional members, and they spend a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of work to get to that point. And most of them never even got to meet their congressional members the whole summer.
Oh, that sucks.
Or even have a good relationship with the with their offices.
I'm sure that was Pelosi, not Doug. I'm just joking.
Doug, it's very much, you know, he's the cowboy hat wearing, boot wearing man of the North State.
He
so
is.
He showed up. He has his suits for the week, and then right when Congress, you know, adjourns
breaks,
for the breaks, he has his cowboy boots and blue jeans ready. And
how often does he stay? I mean, how long is he there? I mean, he must really cross the country back and forth all the time.
Yeah,
all of them.
I'm amazed at how they do it because, you know, it's like they come for the week and then they go back to their districts for the weekend and go to everybody's events and catch up on everything.
No, thanks.
And then they fly back on that 6-hour red eye flight and get back to.
Oh, so they're most of them are flying commercial?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have private jets?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, that really sucks, then. Being locked up in a plane with people back and forth across the country is not my idea of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
It's amazing. Yeah. And you know what? The craziest thing about D.C. was when August hit, because that's the August recess.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody from the Senate and the House of Representatives goes back to their districts for constituency work, as they call it.
Mm.
And when you're over in D.C., when nobody from the Capitol is there, you get to really see the city come alive. And, you know, there's people that have to stay there year-round. It's a working city, but it's more beautiful.
One thing that you shared with me that I thought was really interesting is that inside the Capitol where you were, it is really void of politics.
Yes, it's really, it's you
it's
know.
Like outside you were like, it's a crazy hot mess, but inside the walls, people are very just focused on work and civil.
It's
and that's
all about work.
That's not what, I mean, it may be, in the scheme of what they're working towards, but everybody treats each other with dignity and respect for the most part, you said.
Very much so. And, you know, yeah. I've seen more bloodshed at a Thanksgiving dinner through politics than I did over in D.C. in Capitol Hill. And, yeah, it was great. It was great to meet, you know, people of both sides, you know, Democrats mm-hmm. and Republicans. They all hung out, and there's a little Thai restaurant right under the Capitol that everybody
and it's sad because that's not what's being that's not what's communicated to the rest of us, right?
It's the theatrics of politics.
I know. Yeah, that's.
I just hear Schoolhouse Rock in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's it's required.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
It's required to sing that when
yeah,
you're
yeah, I bet. And real quick too, do they do any really kind of vetting to you guys? I mean, do you have to like take a test and know at least the structure of American politics as far as House of Representatives, Senate, you know, how the whole thing works, or do they just not really care? You just get to come.
Well, you know, it depends on your congressional members. Once again, you know, some offices are more popular than others, and you know, usually an office represents and is very much just like what the congressional member is. So for ours, it was very much, you know, what do you know about the district? What do you know about water? What do you know about natural resources and mm-hmm. agriculture?
Yeah, because he's a big farm boy.
And what I think was cool about Doug's office, and here's and when you're talking about vetting about who works in these offices, there are so many congressional members with staff that have never even been back to their district. So you have all these people that are, you know, very intellectual and they're smart on the whole process, but they don't come to the district. They don't actually know the people that this mm-hmm. congressional member is representing or have even walked
the area. That's that whole thing of, like, book smart and streetwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really somebody that's supposed to represent the people mm-hmm. really, in my opinion, needs to be both.
It has to be both. And that's what I thought was cool working in, you know, working in our congressional office
mm-hmm.
For California District 1. Most everybody in his office was from our district.
Okay.
Everybody has been here. Everybody either grew up here or they're from California. I think there's only one person that was from Virginia, but he'll get over here eventually. But, yeah, that's important. I think anybody, you know, I think anybody that decides to work for a congressional office,
mm-hmm.
know your district, be a part of the district, and get to know everybody. Because that's who you're representing. And I think that's where a big disconnect comes because
yeah.
you have people representing you that...
Well, I like to just talk about this and share with people because I think it's really cool for them because you're the downtown man. Everybody sees you around. You were absent. You're back. But reach out to you when you're walking the streets and come up and ask questions because it was really a cool thing. Now, I did my part. I made you look sexy on your trip over with your luggage.
Oh, my gosh. That's
all that mattered, right? You looked good.
To end the whole D.C. thing, so James, before I left,
he had been eyeing a piece of handmade leather and crafted luggage in our store forever.
This is it a duffel bag? It's one of the sexiest duffel bags that a young person could, any age could have it, but it felt really cool to be someone traveling across the country and to be able to have luggage that I could say, while representing the congressional district, was made in our congressional district.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the coolest
that's awesome.
Thing.
Yeah.
And it's canvas. It's leather, it's handcrafted, it's sturdy, it's durable, it doesn't get dirty. And
matches your shoes.
Oh my gosh, it would match my outfit right now.
And, I know.
and you can fit everything that you need. I was covered for the whole summer with just that bag.
He was the man version of Legally Blonde. That's why I was like, but we could have done brown.
Green isn't. Brown's, after doing that, I always want a brown bag, but this green and brown bag is the future. Go to Enjoy and get this bag. It's the holiday season coming up,
we've got a couple
pushing.
Left, yeah. So, well, thank you, Blake.
Thank you.
We will talk more about what's going on in Viva later in the show, and we're coming up on our first break here shortly. But for those of you that are just tuning in, again, I'm James with Enjoy, and my wife Yvonne here is filling in for Rhonda. And she is obviously Enjoy at the heart, but is with Reading Fashion Alliance. And we're here representing Enjoy Magazine and talking about things that are going on in our community, highlighting things that are off the pages of the magazine, right? And we do have a great story after the break coming up on page 43 for one of your emerging designers through the Reading Fashion Alliance. And
Abby is actually, she does our alterations, but she's also a designer. And
yep.
She's designing for the theater as well.
Yeah. And then we have her beau with her. because he's as big of a rock star as she is.
That's right.
Right? So we said, hey, bring him as well, because there, we have the story, story on you, in the magazine, and not you, but you guys do some really cool things beyond just fashion. I mean, you guys, I think are super cool, and so I really wanted to have you guys on and talk about young, cool people.
That's right. That's
well, thank
right.
You.
Yeah. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our first guest.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Look at everybody move. Come on now, come on. We're moving and shaking here down in the studio. Everybody got mad because I just put a handful of cashews in my mouth.
Everybody. Your wife got mad, not everybody.
She gave everybody the eye. Well, she is everybody in my life, right? She runs the show. You're listening to, again, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM to your talk radio, and this is the Enjoy Hour on North State Now. And I am going to turn the mic over to you, my love, to introduce our first guests.
Awesome. Yep. Well, these people are very special to me because they're part of the Reading Fashion Alliance. And Abby Young is actually one of our designers, and she also is our alteration specialist. And her brand is called AJ Young Design.
Okay, awesome. And I will just put a big spotlight on you, Abby, right now, because in the world of Reading Fashion Alliance, you obviously are a superstar because of your talents of being able to do alterations. And so congratulations on that, because I've watched you as we've made some changes in the downtown store. And I pretty much want to shoot myself before I walk out the door, because I'm thinking to myself, Lord, look at all these clothes that need altering. And it's so detailed, and you're measuring and pinning and marking. And I thought, oh, that would make me want to lose my mind. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, somebody screaming at you through the window. They love you. You have fans.
Fans all over the place.
Right. So Reading Fashion Alliance, Yvonne, you've just recently taken the position as director.
Right.
And I just really want people to know and understand that some big changes have been made. We have had the Reading Fashion Alliance store on Placer Street.
Correct.
And it's going through a transformation. And it's actually going to be turning into a full-blown boutique. It will still remain very focused on local designers. But we also are making changes, right? It's now going to be branded as Rep, R-E-P, Showroom. And that represents exactly what the name is, and that is we are going to be bringing burgeoning and small batch manufacturing designers from other parts of the country to do periods of times, or what we would consider kind of like a trunk show.
Correct.
So that the people of Reading can actually see some really great things being done throughout the rest of the United States. And I think what that does in turn is it gives variety and a purpose for people to come into the store, right?
Right.
And it gives our artists and designers the ability to be exposed to other creatives and connect.
Correct.
But it also, with that draw of people coming in to look at those trunk shows, it really gives a lot more exposure to our artists here, because their items will be there as well.
I think our location is really optimal for that, because it's almost like we're in a little bit of a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm. You
right
are with all the glass.
Yeah, the market,
you are. And you should know that, right? Because you're in the right in front of the windows.
I like to watch people more than they like to watch me.
So and why don't you just take a moment and introduce us to your boyfriend as well, because he and you are very much two peas in a pod, right? I mean, it seems like you're really perfectly yoked for one another.
Absolutely, yeah. I met Joel Efferson here in Reading, and what struck me about him is that he lives on a sustainable farm.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go to, because that's my bag, right? I can't sew a pocket, but I love farming. So this is unique, right? You two are fashion designers. You're an artist as well, and love delving into 3D printing and stuff in way of art and fashion.
Absolutely.
And you guys also both are farmers.
Yeah. Fashion designers by day, farmers by day also.
Yeah, day, evening, yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you got into, Abby, into fashion. I mean, like, what was your calling?
I guess it really started with, I kind of always knew I was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But when you embark on your journey after high school and you got to learn what you want to do with yourself, I started to just wanting to get into sewing.
Okay.
So I found a really great teacher that was local in my small town, and we just started with making Victorian dresses.
Mm.
And so I made, you know, I started with, my first one was an 1860s ball gown kind of Victorian dress. It was mm-hmm. gold. And I used to do, like, what do you call it? It's like competition target shooting. And so, but you have
who
to.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I was quite good at it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I would do 100 rounds without missing anything, so.
Oh, my gosh.
But I enjoyed the fashion more because you had to dress up.
But you could have done that shooting in a ball gown, right, if
yes.
you wanted to.
And that
you
was
could
the
actually
goal.
Create that as a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
What would you call it? Haute couture shooting?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's called a single action shooting society, and you had to have a, like, a code name. My name was Disastrous Daisy.
Disastrous Daisy.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the Wild West.
I know, right? Yeah. So that's a good thing to know about you. So you're a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
And so do you ever still go out and practice? Do you, like, just for fun?
I don't. I kind of lost connection with, like, the shooting aspect of it, the mm-hmm. sport of it all. because I just fell in love with the sewing, and I fell in love with, you know, recreating myself, looking in a different era, and then walking around town and getting views and people getting excited that I was just dressed up so different. And so that just kind of...
I know that. I had my moments back in high school and early college, you know. I was an 80s baby, so I was busy with the flock of seagull hair and the...
Nice.
You know, and all the black lipstick and guyliner and...
We can bring that back.
I know. So that's good. So that's cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of all these things that you... How about you? What was your passion? Where have you come from and where are you going?
Well, it's always been art in some form or another, and I'm kind of trying to take that into my farming, as I create basically like a food forest, you know, like I'd like to, you know, think like Willy Wonka, but real with food, not just candy. That's kind of what I'm going for.
I think
for.
That just gave everybody an incredible picture. I can totally see that. And I have watched YouTube enough to see farmers that are on that kind of local level, that field to fork, right? Where they are creating these kind of biodiverse, grounds, right? Around their ranch or their home or whatever. And it's like a jungle. And yet they walk through it, and they know exactly where everything is, where everything's growing, and they're picking this off of this tree and this bush, and it's just like this total biome of food.
Oh, absolutely. Sustainable, restorative, and permaculture.
Buzzwords. I don't know any of that.
Okay.
Sustainability is a big, big thing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the future.
Well, you have Oompa Loompas on this Willy Wonka.
Maybe. We do accept volunteers.
There it is.
You could consider them Oompa Loompas.
Where is your land?
I'm in Cottonwood.
Oh, you're in Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we have a little we have a little ranch out in Cottonwood.
Yeah,
the family.
Neighbors.
Yeah. We just did a 100-mile dinner up at Bernsini last weekend.
Yeah.
And so we had to pull all
when
the
I say
local
we
products.
we did not eat the dinner, we served the dinner.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We had Fall River Wild Rice, we had mushrooms from Marysville, we had
Duvenvorgen
milk and dairy.
Great.
We had Prather Ranch
butter.
Yes, Sierra Nevada butter.
Cheese.
Prather Ranch beef, farmers market root vegetables, local lettuce.
Driscoll berries,
yeah.
Cool.
So yeah. But
for pies.
What
yeah.
I'm saying is it's difficult.
Moore's flour mill for flour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's laborious. I mean, you have to figure out where to get it all locally, and that took quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. But it was... Excellent.
It's a beautiful thing to support your community like that, though.
Right. So do you guys do, so you're doing the farming, but what is it that, I mean, ultimately what do you want to do with the farm? Is it just for yourself, for your household, or are you guys wanting to do CSA boxes? I mean, like, what's the plan with farming?
Yes, CSAs and, like, farm to table. But the idea was, I'll feed my family and I'll do it well enough to sell the surplus and feed my community.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, Enjoy the Store is getting in that. We've actually just been asked by First Five, as far as the Healthy Communities and Local Foods program. And so we're going to be putting in a walk-in fridge, and we will be a distribution point for their CSA box.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we also are working with Little Sprouts.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with
Microgreens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a really great CSA box, and we're going to be working with them on that as well as a distribution point for
Great.
Enjoy the Store. So we really actually would love to expand that part of our business and have a small version of a farmer's market inside that, you know, you could come in on, like, say, Mondays and Fridays or whatever and pick up stuff. So I'm excited to talk to you at some point when you reach that level.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd love to partner with you guys and do that. So what is it that you like about fashion? I mean,
it's expressing who you are in a way that brings you joy and brings joy to the people around you.
That's a good answer.
That is really
I
good.
Love that.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the 3D printing that you've done thus far and where you want to go with it in fashion.
I see that being the future in so many things, fashion particularly. Like, imagine just printing out your own clothes, your own shoes, your own accessories at home. I mean, if there's Star Trek fans out there, like, come on, who doesn't want a replicator?
Wow.
Well, just so you know, I'm like number six in line for when it's done.
All right.
I signed up back in the 1970s for it, the replicator. I'm sure you guys both, you and I talked about this, Abby, the other day, and I'm sure you've seen it. It blew my mind. One of the French fashion houses this last couple weeks or a month ago or whatever did that whole thing with, is it Gigi Hadid?
Mm-hmm,
where
yeah.
she basically comes out in a pair of just little white panties and she's holding her top, right? And there's people everywhere and they come at her with these spray guns.
Yes.
And they spray her clothes on.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That was incredible.
And it's some incredible bio, fiber, right? So it shoots out as a liquid, but as soon as it hits the air, it's like it almost turned into silk, right? And they did it all over her body and then it immediately cured, and then they could go in and actually alter it by, you know, taking the shoulder straps and pulling them off of her skin and rolling them down to her side, and then they went to the bottom and they trimmed the base and then cut a slit up the skirt and stuff, and it was all, you know, it was bizarre. It's clung to her body so incredibly well, but it still also was able to move.
But it wasn't it have like some kind of plastic or some kind of a rubbery?
I don't know.
I couldn't know what the substance was.
Yeah, the texture looked almost rubbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it did, but yeah, still.
You know how much time that would save me if I could close that way?
No
right?
kidding.
Yeah, Abby, you are so busy right now. What are some of the projects that you're working on, you know, with Reading Fashion Alliance, but also with local theater and arts in downtown?
Can you remember that question?
Yes.
Because it's time for us to take our mid-break, and when we come back, we'll pick up right there. So remember, because you're going to ask that question again.
Deal.
We're all good with that?
Yeah.
Good
all right.
with that.
Sit back, North State. We'll be right back.
Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm a skater boy. Welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And I'm again James Mazzotta.
Yvonne Mazzotta.
And our...
Blake Fisher.
Thank you. And Blake, you had a question right before we took our break.
I do.
And I asked you to remember it. And your face looks like it doesn't remember.
Oh, no. I do remember it. But I was caught off guard. Nate's playing all the bangers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some good music.
Yeah. Well, he asked me, and I said, go for it.
Just choose all the
I like. I like to just, yeah. We just need our one Enjoy intro by Madonna. By Janet Jackson in the beginning, because it's got our word. After that, it's all carefree and fun.
All carefree.
Mm-hmm. Serendipitous.
Miss Abby, we got to meet through, I'm with Viva, and then you're with the Reading Fashion Alliance, and I got to meet you at the gala earlier this year. And I saw the incredible work that you did through that programming.
Thank you.
But as you said, a fabric, a gun would be incredible because you are so busy. And have a lot of projects. Some of the projects are focused on arts and culture and helping out the art scene with your designs as well. So tell us about some of the projects you're working on.
What he's saying is he's going to find you a grant to get you a spray gun.
There you go.
We'll start there. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I kind of started with my first venture into movies and costumes happened this year with Archetype Pictures. That is local. Archetype Pictures.
You know, excuse me, not to derail this thing, but is there a definition to archetype? Is there a definition for that word? Because, you know, that's Meghan Markle's podcast.
Oh,
that's the name of her podcast, the Archetypes.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard that word except for on her, you know, Duchess of Sussex or whatever she calls herself. So I just heard that word again, and I thought, what is this word?
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I just know it from writing. You have character archetypes.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I'll
it's
look
a
it up afterwards.
There you go.
Production
it.
Crew here, and they recently just were working on a movie called The Dresden Sun that starred Christina Ricci. And
that's all that stuff that was going on down here, right?
All for downtown,
like weeks
all we everywhere.
Had, yeah, it looked really bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm bad in a good way. I almost said the ASS word, but I didn't want to have a dump. Sorry.
But actually, one of the producers found me through the Reading Fashion Alliance, and they wanted somebody who could sew and could help be an assistant to the costume designer.
That helps.
And so, and I started the journey. It was a 2.5 month project, and long hours, long days, but it was so worth it. And I started to fall in love with costumes. So then now I'm going into the community more and working with Axiom Theater,
mm-hmm.
and I got my first gig doing costuming for Hamlet, which is going
and
to
I
be...
And I saw one of the shirts you were working on the other
yes,
day. I took pictures of it because I really thought, I mean, I know you weren't done with it, but the phase that you were in with the shirt was brilliant. Like, mm-hmm. I took pictures of it because I thought, this as it is now, if you were to put one really cool button that stood out somewhere on it, right, with those things on the shoulders and stuff.
Like an epaulette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is brilliant. Like, I would wear that all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, no. that was the goal with it. So the director is John Truitt, and his vision was to have it be modern and that a person can look at it and be like, I want to wear that. I want to be that person.
That's exactly what it did when I saw it.
Absolutely. So
it's
I achieved.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cast of 27 or like between 20 and 27 people. And so I'm starting from scratch on a lot of them. And he's been giving me the creative freedom that I really need and want.
So you have like a list of characters that you're going to be designing for, but you yes. actually literally are
designing
taking
them.
A mm-hmm.
concept,
taking a concept in an era and pulling that DNA
it
into it,
modern.
But giving yeah. it a modern
that's
twist.
Because right. this is not Elizabethan style. Like when no. you think of Shakespeare,
yeah.
and you think
well,
you're going to see
I mean.
The big pomp, you know, the big pompadour hat. I don't know the terminology, but it's not Shakespeare clothing that you're going to see. It's modern, it's beautiful, it's sexy, it's stylish.
Geometric.
Yeah.
And geometry.
And it makes all these community actors look like Broadway stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do incredible work.
Thank you.
So what would you call the style, like how would you describe this style of Hamlet that you're creating?
Ooh, well, it's
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Even I went blank.
It's the future.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's really simple. We're trying to stick to cottons, just straight lines, nothing too over the top so you don't get distracted and so you really focus on the character. But we're actually going to change up the whole color scheme, and
I
it's all going to be in pastels.
Hamlet ready to wear.
Oh, I love it.
Hamlet ready to wear. I love it.
Hamlet ready to wear. Or ready to wear Hamlet. I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping we were, I was talking with Yvonne about possibly showcasing it after the
sure.
show is done. In,
well, again, like I said, the shirt that I saw, I mean, if that was a shirt that you had hanging on a rack in my size, I would buy it. Because mm-hmm. it was cool, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was different enough for a traditional white collared shirt that, you know, you would, like, well, it's like what Blake's wearing. Except, mm-hmm. could you imagine that it had just actually some really nice styling and there was darting in the front and, you know, and I just was like, wow, this is really cool. This is the kind of stuff that men need, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Just give them a little bit of something, some je ne sais quoi, savoir faire, something.
Different, new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After Hamlet, what's the next project? Because you mentioned something with Reading City Ballet that you're about to be working on, too.
Oh, yes.
Just a little something.
Yeah, just a little something. That's kind of up in the works right now, but it's going to be for the Nutcracker.
Right.
And is it a 12-foot?
I believe it's about 12 feet. It's the Mother Ginger dress. So it's where all the children, it's for the Nutcracker, where all the children
hide
come
under
out
the
of the dress.
Mm-hmm.
They hide under the dress. And the actor is on stilts. So it's raised way up high.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we are going to be changing up the color scheme and the style for the performance.
It's being gingered up.
Yes, gingered up. And that's going to take a team. And that's going to be a really cool way to involve people who like to sew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if anyone wants to help out with that.
Yeah, reaching out to the public to say, hey, this is going to be a really cool community project.
Yeah.
Under, obviously, guidance from what is needed, right? Yeah. But what a great thing to maybe go and even take your kids or whatever and say, hey, you know, mom or grandma or dad or uncle or whatever, there's my patch that I sewed on the dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like the Rose Bowl floats.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes,
the families
exactly.
come in and work on the floats.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly, if you could, Yvonne, tell our listeners if they wanted to do something like that. I mean, obviously, you guys could post on the website, readingfashionalliance.org. Is that what it is?
It's readingfashionalliance.org.
.org.
Correct.
Would that be the best way for them to just get information to contact you guys to say, hey, when that comes up or if that comes up, I'd like to participate?
I would definitely go on the website and watch our social media because we'll have
some
announcements in that social media as well, mm-hmm. along with our classes that come up in November and all through January.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited, too, because for us at Enjoy, one of the things that I've always talked about, and you know this, my vision for Enjoy is always to have a creative space for individuals. So when I've talked to you about in the past, like 3D printing, direct-to-garment printing, embroidery. We're still really working on that stuff. I'm working with a company right now on an embroidery unit, and then we're also looking at direct-to-garment or direct-to-film shirt. Or, you know, garment printing in general.
Like
your shirt's really awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And so, you know, my hope is that we'll be able to achieve that and then have individuals like you that are already in the business and working and creating online and stuff, but actually being able to support you through equipment, right? Because, I mean, let's face it, Reading Fashion Alliance is a nonprofit, and, you know, you guys always are looking for that kind of stuff, donations in time. Donations
in kind,
mm-hmm. in donations in product. And when I say in kind, it can just be financial, but if somebody felt so inclined, right, to go and actually invest in some type of really beautiful piece of equipment that you could use, one of the things that we've talked about is I'd love to get the Reading Fashion Alliance a body scanner where, you know, somebody can come in and stand and it spins 360,
cool.
right? Scans the entire body and then translates that into measurements that then can go into like your Tuca machine and help to create the pattern immediately.
Wow.
And then the other thing that I would love to get for the Reading Fashion Alliance would also be a laser cutter.
This is our sugar daddy right here.
Where you can put 25 layers of fabric, right? And you put it into the laser cutter and it just goes, and bam, the pattern's all cut out. Nobody's sitting there with a pair of shears, you know.
And that's really where it can go wrong if it's...
Well, that, but also yeah. that's really where it's in small batch manufacturing or individual pieces like you guys create that you sell, right, is it's brilliant because everybody loves one, you know, one-offs. Because that's the original, right? But for you to make it affordable for anybody and for you to be sustainable financially as individual designers, but also as Reading Fashion Alliance, you need to be able to, when you've designed something, be able to put 15 or 20 of those on a rack that are in, you know, the small, medium, large, extra large, so that people will buy it, right, at a price that they can afford, and that makes money for you as a designer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of small batch. You look at it, I look at it this way. You have your couture, so you have your custom. And then from there, you tweak it and you make it into ready to wear. Because you're ready to wear, you have to be able to do it efficiently in order to make a profit.
But don't make it like a car, per se. Because, right, like I'm totally disappointed in car manufacturers all the time when they go to the big auto shows and you see the 2024 model, whatever it is, right? And you're like, that is just BA, right? And then they turn around and they manufacture it a year and a half later, and I'm like, that's not what you showed me. I mean, I don't see any remnants at all, and it's not cool anymore, right? So you have to, like, in my opinion, you have to, like, there has to be that magic in couture that you bring to ready to wear.
Absolutely.
So there's not a total loss. But so if you're listening, because we have to take another break here, if you're listening and you have deep pockets and you are passionate about community, and I also like to let people know, Reading has a long history of fashion. People don't know that. We have had fashion production in Reading all the way back from the early 70s. We also have had hair care and beauty and all that here. So there is a DNA in the area for this, and I don't think that people really know that. So we're always looking for people that, again, are willing to help out an entity like yours, Reading Fashion Alliance, and again, if it's even from volunteering to financial, just writing a check or donation, but also in-kind or equipment purchases, reach out because it would really help. So thank you guys both so much for coming in and spending the evening with us and sharing your visions and your desires and what you, you know, are aspiring to be and do. I love the whole fashion side of things. I think it's awesome, but I'm just as excited about your dirty fingers in the dirt and farming. I think that's super cool as well. And the technology side of it on your 3D printing and that kind of stuff. Yeah. More power to you, and I will support you in any way that I can as well. For those of you that want to read more, you can grab the – oh, thanks. I'm looking at the wrong magazine. Page 43, it's called On the Edge, and it is in the October 2022 issue of Enjoy. That is issue 193. If you want to, you can also go to enjoymagazine.com, and you can read the latest issue in its full magazine format online as well. So we encourage you to do that. Thank you guys both so much for coming. We're going
Thank
to take
you.
Our
Thank
next
you.
Break.
Yeah,
thank you for having
and
us.
And introduce you to our last guest of the evening, and thanks again. Take care.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Oh boy, here we go again. All the tunes, everybody's losing their mind in the studio. You can see us actually on YouTube if you go to the YouTube channel. You could see me twerking right then and there. Because I'm happy. Welcome, welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now, the Enjoy Hour, and we are very thankful to Linda and Carl for letting us use the studio to do all this fun little stuff that we have. I love spending time with Blake from Viva Downtown.
I love this show.
I love my wife coming in today to fill
you.
In for Rhonda.
I love your wife, too.
Everybody does. Yep. So we were having a nice evening over at the Enjoy Store, and the wine bar is open, and a lot of us were over there just chit-chatting, relax. We were telling lovely stories about our lives in the past, and yeah, my friend Greg, who owns the Desmond House, strolls in like he does, you know, once or twice a week just to say hi and have a glass of wine.
Check in on you.
Yeah, check in on me because, yeah, I need guidance and protection. And anyway, I was like, hey, like grab a magazine. Let's go. We're going across the street. We have a radio show. I need you to fill the last 10 minutes. And you were just like, oh, hell yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
And he brought his wine, too.
Hey, you weren't supposed to say that.
But it's okay because it's in a box.
So.
Anyway, thanks, Greg, for coming over.
No, my pleasure. This is fun.
Yeah, so everybody knows Greg, right? I'm pretty sure everybody knows Greg because everywhere we go, and if I'm with Greg, everybody's talking to Greg, and Greg. So, you know, here's your moment to, like, Greg over the airwaves, right? So, but hey, you have a legitimate reason for being here because you are a business owner here in town, and you provide an incredible service for our community and have for a long time. You own the Desmond House, which is a, what would you call it now? Because it used to be an Airbnb, and it really is, but you just aren't doing the breakfast part.
I'm just a B&B. In fact, B&B. I was a B&B before Airbnb even existed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in business for about 15 years.
Yep.
And I don't do a breakfast anymore. I stopped doing that during COVID.
Yeah.
And it just never got started back up. And I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
that. Well, that's a lot. That, to me, in your line of work, would be a little bit of a stressor. I mean, I like to cook and stuff, but there's that it's always there kind of a thing, right? Like you have a guest and like you have this obligation that you have to do, and I don't know that I would like that.
Right.
Because running a B&B should be, I would hope. I think the vision or the dream for everybody is if they have a B&B, it's it's really cool, right? And relaxing for you, for them.
You know, there's no guideline for doing a B&B. When I first started it, you don't get a book and go, okay, this is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. It's only limited by your own imagination and what you wish to offer to anybody that's traveling. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I noticed with me not doing a breakfast is that it gives them the opportunity to come to me and go, well, what do I do for breakfast? I was like, and I get to name all these amazing restaurants we have downtown in the local.
You know, so do you do that? Put your hand on your hip and swivel your head and say, well, don't look at me.
No, I don't do that. Funny guy. No, but, you know, so that gives them a little more of our Reading flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They can come down here and enjoy, you know, a lot of other businesses.
Well, I mean, that's great, but I look at that as being a really plus even for the person or people that are staying, right? Because, I mean, the whole point of coming somewhere and staying at a B&B is to give you a different, more, in my opinion, immersive experience of the area that you're in. I mean, you know, and part of that is actually going out and getting your food and interacting with the community, especially because your B&B is downtown and in such a great place. It's within walking distance of just about anything that you would need.
It is, and there's so many things going on downtown that, like Blake knows,
yep,
and isn't part of, that a lot of people just passing through have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I say for your place, really, I mean, you get a lot of outsiders that come through and book through your website, but your place is awesome for people that actually even live in Reading.
As
just a way to just unwind and release in a totally different way than they would.
I considered it kind of a healing environment.
It is.
That I created.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to describe. It's best if somebody comes by. If there's anybody out there that would like to come by and see it,
mm-hmm,
please give me a phone call. I'll be more than happy to give tours,
mm-hmm,
and show you what it is that I, what my vision was that
curated.
I chose to create, mm-hmm, for people traveling.
And it's small. It's not a huge piece of property or land or whatever, but it's utilized to the utmost perfection, in my opinion. You know, the house is beautiful. It's very eclectic and very, very unique. The back garden area is absolutely beautiful. It's really just very cool.
They are staying in my artistic expression.
There you go. Aha.
How old is the house, and what style is the house?
Well, it's a Queen Anne style, and it was built in 1900. The gentleman that built the house, John Desmond, he moved in from French Gulch. And he opened up one of the first feed stores here in town. And then after that, many years later, he opened up one of the automobile dealerships.
Hmm.
So
I love that.
Yeah.
And where is it, I mean, physically the location? I always just say it overlooks the bluffs and of Caldwell Park, right?
It's on Riverside Drive, right across from Caldwell Park and Lake Reading Park.
Yeah. So you, out the front, you get to see the river.
You can kind of view the river. You can actually hear the river.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm right within walking distance of the historic downtown, which makes it very convenient.
When did the Desmond House and you become connected?
Well, I was a massage therapist here in town, and I sold beer, wine, and liquor. Basically, I've done so many things in the downtown, in Reading itself. And when I decided I didn't want to work for somebody else, it's like, what do I do? And I thought, well, why not create a B&B? And that's, mm-hmm, and that's what I did.
How many years
is history?
When did it start?
When did it start?
Yeah.
I started creating it probably about 2007.
Because it's a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
it's
is.
Really cool.
It's fascinating. It's like an antique museum. It's a healing space. It's so many things combined in one.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say, well, describe it to me. You got to see it. Honestly, people walk in and go, yeah, I get it. How do you describe this?
They can go to the website.
What's trains, the planes, and automobiles.
I am terrible with promoting myself. The website has a lot of older pictures.
Mm-hmm. But it still does it. It still does it justice.
It does okay.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody stayed there that is very memorable to you?
Oh, I've had movie stars stay. I've had people that I was not aware who they were until they left. I'm always being surprised. And so many people have great stories on what they're doing, why they're passing through town.
Yeah.
I've made many, many friends throughout the whole world. It's funny, when the car fire came through, you know, mm-hmm, many years ago, I had people from Germany texting me, calling me, are you okay? Is the Desmond house okay?
Oh, how sweet.
So to make friends like that is just priceless.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. If you can imagine, that was 15 minutes already, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? You're a rock star.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is comes to a conclusion here of our show for this month, and we hope to be back next month, right? Oh, God willing for all of us.
That's right.
Right? So thank you for tuning in to KCNR, and thank you to Linda Carr for letting us have this hour. And you have a wonderful next month. We'll see you then.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.